some kind of glorified state?
Well, actually, no.
Is he still alive on the planet?
No.
No, but he is watching what we're doing. He can see it.
Yes, this revelation for John was chalked up by his soul as an unrealized creation.
Right. So he's in the guff.
Yes.
And he can see us in the guff, see what's happening.
Well, because in the guff, there is, like you have it now, only now. So, yes.
Right, and his soul is recording this. It's his
still
soul
here.
That's recording it. Yeah,
that's
his soul
correct.
Is recording this.
That's correct. And that's what enlarged the guff with this great list of unrealized creations. And it's also what's diminishing the guff as they all the unrealized creations get checked off. Because, see, we said the soul keeps track of the realized and unrealized creation. We never said that those unrealized creations didn't finally get created.
Well, we thought new beings, when they were born, they were operating with unrealized creations, too.
Very good. That's exactly right. But that doesn't mean that the soul of John of Patmos isn't still checking things off the big list.
Right. There are lots of unrealized creations that haven't been born here yet.
Less and less and less every day, Bob.
Right. So this one finally got born.
And this, it is finished.
Right. Is there a baby being born with this? You know how a baby brings forth.
We would say potentially, absolutely.
I know what that baby is. The baby is what we've been talking about. I know what that baby is. It's the new song.
Okay.
Is the new song the song of Moses?
Ask Jenny Bell.
Oh, yeah, check your email, Bob. It's an email.
Check my email? Wait, just a minute. I've got Carolyn's, I've had to put Carolyn's headset on. It's a little muffler. It's tighter, but did you just say check my email, Greg?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And I'm walking over to the computer now.
So you'll have Echo Dumb.
No, that's the computer upstairs. So this must be sent to Ionic. How Ionic? Yep, there's Greg. I did see the white stone about an hour ago, but I hadn't opened it. Right, I get you. So, thank you, Greg. So the, what do we, yeah. The birth. The baby is born.
My baby.
Hey, who gets to hand out the cigars here?
We're already smoking here, Bob.
Oh, you got the ones I said yesterday. Okay, good.
Okay, so that means we smoking.
So, okay, so is that it?
Well, okay, now let's do a little bit. That I think everybody is about. I think their bellies are about full. We can go more, but I think probably softening it a bit, give a chance to digest this process.
Yeah,
now,
we've gone for 5 hours and 20.
Oh, well, hell, you just getting started good. Okay, then let's jump right on. Oh, wait, sorry.
No, if you got, yeah, quarter to two. No, wait, we started at 1:44. So we went
hours.
Maybe it's 4. It's 7:02.
It's been 5.5 hours.
right, which means the recording ends at 6 hours, so we want to stop before then.
Well, then that's fine. Now, here we go. Now, the way Bob has set this up, which is perfect, is that we've had engagement, we've discussed open, freely, any way you all wanted to embrace, okay? Now, when we come back again, if others who have qualified that weren't able to be with us for whatever reason, if they do engage us, wonderful. It won't be a whole section catching them up. They'll be able to engage some questions, obviously. But see, you'll be much more versed in the answers to those questions as you get this portion, not because you by rote choked it down your throat hole. It becomes a part of you. Because the trick of this process that we're talking about right here, Bob wasn't being a son of a bitch. He was trying to help. Is this, it gets hidden in your heart. Because we could sing for you a new song and let you practice it and listen to it, and it still wouldn't be worth a damn. What happens is that once it becomes erect, rectified in your heart, then it becomes a part of your beingness. Because remember, hide it in your heart, and then your heart won't quit you. So that's this process. So there's nothing wrong with, as you ponder what we've gone through here, to come back and go through that again. No problem. We have absolutely no problem. Because Bob will have it all forgot it all by next session, and so it'll all be fresh.
No, I got the chart. I actually took notes and can have that.
Well, but it'll be fresh and new like never, ever, 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 ever heard before. So there's no issue or problem, because as you live your life, new vicissitudes may present themselves that might re-clarify a question regarding something that we've actually even engaged. Now, we broke a few rules. We've jumped into some of the other references, you know, with Leviticus and some of the other processes. But we've tried to limit that because we don't want to use it. We hoped it would compound, not confound. Wasn't the intention. So if you can embrace that easy, like you're saying, Brian, great. But if it gets to be a little bit too much, ease off of that. It won't hurt nothing. It won't sour.
Ease off on what?
On if the other internal scripture references outside of Revelation didn't assist in the putting together the revelation, it won't sour. We'll get to it another time. But if it does help, great. Wonderful. And that becomes a building block that re-validates the first book of the Bible, the Revelation, anyway.
You're talking about echoes in other books.
Yes, that's correct. Because we didn't mean to confuse if it did at all. That wasn't the intent. But we wanted to make the pinpoints, so once they come up again, there might be more qualifiers that we can play with. Okay. Now, everybody has where they are. You are where you are. Now, things and references that we've made inference to in your slumber to this day will be activated. See, this is more than what you thought, by the by.
Good.
This is more than what you thought. This delicious... Yes, yes.
It wasn't about... 3 minutes ago, I was thinking that thing. I was thinking, man, when I go to bed, I'm going to be dreaming about this.
Absolutely. 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 And exactly. Exactly. So, Jenny, when you do slumber, be easy with the process. And darling, don't fight it. Let it flow. Really, really, really. Just don't fight it. Let it flow. And then when you enjoy Java in the morning tide, get you a good dip of snuff at the same time, your song may notice that your song is a bit shifted. Not completely different, but shifted. Okay? So in that case, let it flow. Let it flow easy. And you'll notice a shift and a change. Now, Brian, when you go to bed, that's your getting up. So
yeah.
In that particular case, it will be a maybe like, it would be like Jenny will have tomorrow, you'll have tonight, like it was a dream that you've come to. So if you have that, if you have that shift, don't fret that. That's okay.
He's dreaming this now.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. Now, Greggy, when you start applying the subsoiled practical magic into what you thought might be more than you could digest, you've now discovered that it was, you were surprised that you knew as more than you knew. You were surprised, Greggy, that you now know more than you thought you knew. Now, the thought process is what would be the aha moment. Because if you got the thought out of the process, then you would have known that you knew. Okay? And that's okay, because it's line upon line, precept upon precept. So now it should give you insight into your practical application of this thing called Creation 101. Okay? And you may even call that this for you in your procedures list.
Okay.
This is where Bob would say, right?
Right. On the speakerphone here.
Okay. So we got a new one, though. Bob would say,
shit. Yeah, there you go. So, therefore, you see, it becomes a cross-gleaning. Did you get that? A cross-gleaning.
A cross-gleaning, yes.
That's correct. That's correct. An cross-gleaning will always leave the stubble, but not leave any of the harvest outside of the reaper.
I think I just did this in the last 2 days.
That's right, you did. And that's what the point of the message was in the off phase of actually bringing forth the seed that you can then sacrifice to make the harvest.
Correct.
Okay. And Bob, now this is going to sync up in reference the Reaper Gate.
Is that the series, Reaper Gate?
Yes. Okay. Well, you call it other things, but see, do you see how we couldn't go much further into that until you got to this?
Because you mean the other day
when we started, of course. And now when you go through, see, it's going to have a complete and total different point of reference.
Yeah.
And we'll soften it so it will be made available for everyone who's interested, of course. Now, in the camp, there, be very soft with your knowledge and your knowing. Because all that'll happen is other human. Well, now let's say it this way. This isn't the time to get big dick syndrome. And what that means is, look how it worked out for the third Jesus when he started running around telling everybody how big his dick was.
Boy, let's see it.
There you go. Yes, darling.
Sugar love, I don't have a dick.
I know, but don't get that syndrome, or they'll still want to see it.
Okay, I was just asking.
That's right. But see, you're absolutely right. But hey, honey, you start telling how big it is, and the best you're going to get, they're going to say, all right, Jenny Bell, let's see. So that eases this process. So as you let it develop, then you're going to find yourself light years ahead of the others. But that's okay. Because they are where they are, and that's perfectly fine. But as you fully develop it, then you'll find yourself looking back and go, holy crap, I can't believe where I was. But I got from over there to here but a moment. Okay? But others looking on will stand in amazement of the words that come out of your mouth. Okay? Because we've done a great deal with that. Now, the next phase, the activation process that completes everybody, even Bob, finds you some water. Any kind, sewage, hell, we don't care. We would say, not a huge, but just a cup of water, glass of water.
What, are you saying now?
No, before you go to slumber.
Oh, okay.
Or, in Brian's case, before you get up to go to bed.
Yeah.
Have a cup of water. That's like 6 ounces. Three good drinks, you know, some water. Doesn't have to be hot, doesn't have to be cold, just whatever you like, if you find some water. Because you're gonna find your bodies, through this portaling experience, a little bit of extra hydration will serve you well in this process. Because you'll find...
You can have a drink now, can't we?
Oh, hell yeah. But I'm just saying, have a little extra, because you've been further than you think.
Right. You're saying the portaling we've been on, or the portaling we'll do when we go to sleep?
You've been on.
Yeah.
He's been on for 5.5 hours, Bob.
Right. No, that, I was agreeing with me. I started saying that, you know, listening to Cash Flow in the Archives a few months ago was going through a portal. So now you've incorporated that ion in your public statements.
That's correct. Because, see, that can't help but. So, but now, don't stress the process, because this was your desire, okay? This becomes the culmination. So your body's going to respond in kind. It does every single time without fail or exception. So be gentle with your body, because it's not bad, it's just new. So
yeah, but it's like we've been doing peyote or drunk, and now the body will need to rest.
Well, you'll want to not rest, but you'll enjoy a little extra hydration.
That'll help you on where we're being rocketed to.
That's exactly correct, because your cells are going to be crying for the little extra moisture. Only because it does ascension includes more water.
Okay, I wanted to bring this up for every now and then over the last couple hours. You know, McLuhan said that Joyce used the dialectic of stone and water all through all his work. Now, we have stone and mortar. We have Nostradamus saying when the wave meets the wall.
Huh?
What is the role of water in this metaphor between stone
and
mortar?
Great. Greg?
Yeah?
How do you make sense that? Mortar.
How do I make which?
Thin set mortar.
Boy.
You take a Portland cement, which is dry, and what do you add to it?
Well, you would add Portland cement and water and stone.
And water. There you go, Bob. And water. That's what the water applies to in the mortar.
Right.
You can have Portland cement with no water, and the language has no sticking power.
Right. So the water helps the mortar stick.
That's
so the
correct.
Water is part of the mortar world.
That is exactly correct. And so are you also just now.
I heard that, but just want to say, so you got this, water and cement are part of the world of language, And stone is like a diamond. It's
a creation.
Yeah.
So let's call it, Jenny Bell would call it the point of creation. But she,
yeah, the
she's
diamond
well
is.
Versed, she's well versed in her creating words.
Yeah, the diamond and stone is the point of creation.
Perfect. That's exactly right.
Okay, so now you just said something to me about the water. You said, you were talking about I said I heard that, but now I forgot it. What did you say?
That water is a huge component of the mortar that sticks language to creation.
Okay, so Cosmic Awareness said that the tridosia of fire, air, and water would fall off. That's symbolized by the Christian air and the symbol of Jesus as the fish. That would fall off when we move into Akasha or new being. It would be fire, air, Akasha rather than fire, air, water. So if water drops off, it has to drop off as mortar drops off.
That's correct, but you still require water.
A new kind of water.
Well, right, but water without the Portland
mortar.
Cement.
Right.
Without
so the Portland
cement.
The cement is an extension of the one double helix human world, whereas the living water is 144,000 double helixes. And it does it create temporary walls or something?
No, Bob. It's what you use. If you take water against a wall, you will destroy a wall.
Right.
Water will dissolve a wall. Water will dissolve concrete. Water will also Portland cement.
Yep.
What concrete is.
So you're left with the stone and the new water, so that's the dialectic in Finnegan's Wake. The old water becoming the new water. Once you get rid of the wall, you know, he begins his whole work with Balbus is building a wall. That's some guy back in the Roman times. This building of the walls were built for 2,000 years. Now they're melting away.
Jenny, Bob is about to bust a nut trying to get that flavor cipher, darling.
I think I almost got it tonight, Ion. So
if he said it once, he said it 200 times. He's poking, and he ain't got it yet. But that's okay. It ain't his job, but he'll enjoy it when he does. It'll be very delicious and wonderful. Gosh, we're gonna de-Finneganize the Finneganese. Wouldn't that be fun, Bob?
Well, we just, went up the Pope by having John, hanging around here with us, and backstage with us after the victory run. That's pretty good.
Yes, indeed. It is indeed. Okay. Okay. Now, as we play with this, if you're so inclined. You can play with these cross lateral lines, and if y'all don't mind, Bob, send your notes that you have to Brian. And
yeah, did you put your notes, Vinny, in a Word document or anything?
I just wrote them out by hand, but I am going to put them in a Word document. I can send it to you, Bob.
Yeah, no, I'll send you my note. We'll send the notes of each other to Brian and to each other, so we all have the two versions.
That's correct.
Okay.
And then and use that written word, okay, as your pinpoint to begin your next time we play. Because
right.
What you're going to find is that this sounds as complete. But then once you start engaging it, you're going to find these little avenues of vast places that almost haven't been touched. When right now at this red hot second, you can't imagine digesting one more damn word of anything. Because see, it gets to be, it doesn't overload, it completes. But at the same time, you'll hit a mast and kind of like going, okay, that's great. Because, after you eat the Thanksgiving dinner and the whole pie, the last thing you're interested in is one more piece of turkey right then. Mm. Doesn't mean forever. because the turkey the next day, ball game, shopping day, hey, we all about that. It tastes good again. But once you finish the great big meal, that's not the fastest path to your joy, and that's what breaks us up. But now, we love you. We'll play. We can turn it off, go back out, come back in, start another recording, go 6, 12, 24 more hours. It's all right with us. JW is jiggy with this stuff. I mean, it's way fun. So, but at the same time, we want it to be the maximum ratio of capitulation. Maximum ratio of capitulation.
When?
Now.
Great. Is capitulation, you mean surrendering? Is that what capitulation means?
Jenny, what does capitulation mean?
To capitulate, isn't that to surrender, give up?
Agree.
Capitulation is agreeing.
Yes.
So, yeah, we would not, I would suggest not another session for at least 2 weeks.
Oh, I don't know about all that. They can't.
No. Not 2 weeks, Bob.
Are you joking? They'd choke a mule waiting 2 weeks. They're thinking about trying to do one Friday morning, Bob. What are you talking about?
Yeah, by 2 weeks from now, we'll all be at the beach. We're talking about Friday or Saturday.
Well, now you have to be gentle with Bob because he's got a pretty full schedule, so... Well, the way we work this out this way is so it could fall into JW's weekend and not run it too far out. But you've got a little play, an interplay to do as far as looking at your section, sharing your notes, re-looking at it. And if you want it, Bob, you were talking about taking sections to have play with. Did you have something else to say about that because you're coming up on your sixth hour?
I don't know what you mean by sections. No, I don't know.
You said everybody takes a certain section. And
oh, yeah, yeah.
We're
supposed to, look at the different sevens.
So is that okay? Why don't you do this? Why don't you take the ones? Everybody look at the first of everything and go across because we gave it in the little notes which scriptures it applies to and do it across. And see if it opens up anything for you.
Yeah, I don't think he gave the scriptures in the seventh, or did
you? Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Here's my chart.
How about if we... Are you saying I untake, like, Ephesus and run it across, and Smyrna and run it across, that kind of thing?
Yeah, take all the number ones in the list of your charts and go them... And go like from the first seal to the first trumpet to the first vial, and if you just do the one, that's okay. But if you want to do a little bit more, that's okay. But running like Bob's chart, the way he's got it laid out, do the first line all the way across, and see if it opens up anything or makes a shift or a difference. Because then it won't be qualified through all the vials, all the trumpets, all the churches. All the different portions. That's why we did the last part, dividing it into the
third. Hey, Ion, I've got the scripture for woman, war, and heaven, war, and earth, beast, but I don't have seals, trumpets. You got them handy? Where's seals?
Yes.
Remember you had four. You had the four. The four was the churches, the seals, the vials.
The trumpets. I have those, but I don't have where they are. Like, I have woman, 12, 1 to 6, war in heaven, 12, 7, 12. I don't have the chapters for seals.
Okay.
Well, we can go through. It's all laid out in Revelations already.
Well, no, we hear what?
Ion, give me seals.
Seals start at chapter 6. Okay, 1, 2.
Okay, 1 and 2.
And then they go in order. Okay, now trumpets.
Yeah.
Is 8, 6, and 7.
Right.
Okay, the vials. First vial is 16, 1 and 2.
16, 1, and 2.
And I think every single thing else you have. And right. They go in order. You know, it's like first seal, second seal, third seal,
yeah.
First trumpet, second.
Okay,
they're all
what
in
about
order.
What about thunders?
The thunders were laid out
in the vials.
In the vials. Okay, lampstands.
They're in the trumpet.
In the trumpet. And layers of heaven?
Seals.
Okay, seals. Lampstands was trumpets. And thunders were in the vials.
And they do make, and Brian, this is what Brian's fixing to tell you, sometimes they do make inter-cross references. Remember,
yeah.
Brian? Because it'll talk about this references to that of that robe and this lampstand for this oil, for this candlestick, for the lamp on the third part of the rivers and the fountains of the waters within the trumpet. And then it flows. There are some intermingled cross inferences. So, don't make it be about that, Bob, but as we notice it, that'll be little pinpoints that you go, aha, look here, and aha, look there. So that's perfectly okay. And don't neglect as you're referencing, maybe not between now and next time we come together, but playing in the little book. Now, Greggy, that's your world, so you'll enjoy that.
Yeah, spirits of God is Revelations 5, 6. Any other thing for the spirits of God?
There's some more references. Brian, help Bob.
The spirits of God was referenced all through Revelation.
Okay.
I mean, it was actually, but specifically, it was. But specifically in the little book, specifically in the sealed book in the throne of God. And then the prophecies of the eternal state, Bob. That section with the new heaven and earth are created.
Yeah. The little book, sealed book, and prophecies of the second coming?
Of the eternal state.
Where was that? Oh, yeah, prophecies of the eternal state.
Good,
so,
good, good. We're in 21, so it's pretty deep. See, that's even a little bit ahead of where Jenny Bell had gotten to. So that'll give her a chance to catch up to that portion of clearing it. So it'll be kind of euphoric to flow with where we are here now.
When you say before Jenny got there, what was Jenny doing?
Well, Jenny hasn't completely finished everything.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She hasn't. I forgot, yeah.
There's a little bit to finish up for her to be up to snuff for the next place of connecting this all together.
Yeah, I have here seals, trumpets, and vials and bowls. Then
oh,
they've
good,
got...
we lose.
I have lost Brian, because Greg and I are still here. Brian?
Okay. Yeah, it was Brian. You
we're
got here...
Fading. We're fading.
Right. Seals, trumpets... Right, it is 1:30 your time, or... Yes,
yeah,
1:30.
Yeah.
Okay, seals, trumpets, vials, and then thunders, lampstands, layers of heaven, spirits of God. I've got churches. Was churches a subset?
Churches was the first call.
Right. So I shouldn't have churches there. I don't think in that list.
Right.
They
well,
were
when
like
y'all share, when y'all share each other's notes. That'll help you because then you can cross reference. You see.
Right.
You can make cross reference because you know you can't get it done and you never get it wrong. So it's all great. There's my Brian.
Did everybody get kicked off? Oh, that was just you.
Yeah, I have seals, trumpets, vials, and then thunders, lampstands, layers of heaven, spirits of God. That's seven. Why should I have churches listed in there? I think it was the eighth part. You know, we listed churches.
Churches would be your first part.
Okay, so I don't list it again. All right.
You're right. When you get Jenny Bell's notes, it'll help clean yours up. So it's all fine. And then,
yeah.
But now don't change yours because you may have things that Jenny Bell would engage the way you laid it out. Because see, that crossing over is going to help congeal this thing. We're just making jello. There's always room for jello. Very good. And now, this suit y'all? Is this what you had in mind?
No.
Awesome.
Good.
I thought we'd get a chart or two, you know, the layers of seven is what we were beginning, but we've already done it. I didn't think we'd get it all done in one session, the charting of it.
Well, we've got the outline.
Bob. Bob.
What? I'm here.
And we get it all even better.
Don't listen to Greg. Okay, Bob, we've
hey,
got...
Did Ion drop out?
Yeah, it must be. Must be Ion.
So he's got to come back in and turn this off.
Did we lose Ion?
Yes.
He's going to shut automatically here in a few minutes because it's 6 hours.
Yeah, and then it'll be sent to me, right? It automatically comes. Yeah. It's the same as... Okay, so what were you just saying, Ginny?
All I was saying was we've got the beginnings of an amazing chart. We've got it all. It's just a question of putting it together and then filling in the details, as Ion said. But, I mean, we've got an amazing chart, Bob.
I think Bob got dropped.
That's hilarious. Little by little, they're getting...
I got booted off a while ago.
And that's exactly the whole point to the whole series.
Very funny.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. We was rolling along, and Brian says, did everybody get thrown off? And I said, no, 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 we're all here. And the next thing you know, it went to a busy signal. I was like, goodness gracious, I guess we all did get thrown off.
Bob's kicked off right now.
right. It must have rolled, went one of those rolling things. Y'all trying to go to bed. Is that what we're hearing here?
No, just Greg's trying to go to bed, but he's a lightweight.
Well, that's all right. He hits the floor running in the morning, though.
He does. He does. He's a good guy.
He got babies to water.
Yeah, he does. Shut the door, Bosh. Oh, wait a minute. Bob's calling me now.
You guys still there?
Oh, yeah. All is well. We're just clicking up on the end to see if there's anything else left. We got to get Bob back, or we'll all have to come back and start all over again.
Wonder why he called Virginia.
Because he couldn't remember how to get back in.
Oh.
JW Ion?
Yes.
Okay, Bob called me because he thought we all got kicked off. So now he's calling back in.
Yep. See, Brian, we told you.
Yep.
So now, are we having fun yet?
We had a great time. Thank you so much for everything, Ion. It's been really great.
Of course. You have but to ask.
Awesome. Very,
absolutely.
Very.
Now we got to get Bob. There's Bob.
So, Bob, just to be succinct, do you think we should pencil in next Wednesday night after tailgate to continue this conversation?
Yeah, I feel at least I need a week. So, I got three other cults I run, so,
Well, that was funny.
Hell, Bob's a cultivator from way back then, isn't he?
That's right. The original farmer.
Yes.
But the, next week after tailgate's perfect.
Okay, so we'll just pencil in next week after tailgate, same place, same time, same bat channel, same dial-in number, like 7:30.
Yes. Yeah.
Good.
By that time, we will have gone through, put our charts together, done our, you know, across the line things on all the different ones, and I'll fill them in too, and then we can, I'll kind of have time to get what we get, and then we'll get back on the phone, and whoever else gets on, that's fine, but I just want to make sure that we're all agreeing that we're not circulating these charts or these notes to anybody outside of the call.
That's correct. For now.
They just have to play catch up. We just tell them what we know as we talk about it.
Okay.
Right. And then as you get more into this, it'll be easier and easier and easier because it'll become a part of you, not something you are, trying to get extemporaneously.
Yeah. I'm going to become one of these Christian fundamentals who can quote the Bible chapter and verse. I'll be there going, well, yeah, Revelation is equal 4:30.
Exactly right.
The other cults aren't going to like this.
Damn it to hell, Ezekiel 9:16. That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly right. Yes, very good.
What'd you say,
very
Greg?
Good.
We're in the Bob zone now.
Very few have lived to say that with integrity. We can assure you that.
Yeah, the road is
very good. Therefore, we are. Are everybody done?
Now, nobody says. What's he going to say? He's forever completely. What's going to be the.
Therefore, we are totally, completely, deliciously, happily Adam.
Oh. Hey,
very cool.
We've arrived in the Garden of Eden.
Very cool.
Hey, well, east of Eden can't be that bad, can it?
Oh, it's north of Charlotte by about 40 miles. It's near Mount Auburn, where Andy of Mayberry lived, so it's a good place.
Mount
Airy.
Wasn't at the end of Virginia's last reading, Ian said Lilith?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Cool.
Lilith is showing up in the Garden of Eden, the first Adam's wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
Her girlfriend or whatever it was. Lilith was there.
Girlfriend, that was that girlfriend.
His date.
That Lilith, that trollop, you just can't let her know where.
I met Lilith at Peggy's Malt Shop, and I looked like that. Did you hear that story today?
Okay, well, very, very, very
good. Wait, let's get a reaction. Did you hear the show today, Ginny, Brian, or Greg?
I did.
We all did.
We did.
You heard about we went to the Fringe in Vancouver, and there was Chad in the room. You heard that, right?
Wearing the jackets.
Wearing the jacket.
I mean, JW calls me up later that day, Thursday, whatever it was, tells me this story, and I go, oh, yeah, okay, another trip I went on with JW. And then we finished that, and then later I go on Dukes, and I see, Fringe Encounters, what's that? And there's Chad describing what JW just told me about. That was a really good day. We were walking in each other's world or something. Can you imagine that?
Yes, Bob, we can imagine that.
Imagine that.
7:30 tonight, Bob.
What'd you say?
I said I could have imagined it a lot earlier, about 7:30 tonight. I am wiped out.
Do you guys have to go to work or do something in the morning? Perform?
Oh, yeah, we got the world to save, dude. Come on.
No, you don't. No, what do you actually have to do?
He's got to water his babies.
Oh, okay. So you... Are you going to get up early?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
He always gets up early. He can't help it.
And what's Brian going to do?
He'll get up and then go to bed early in the morning and go drive the big truck.
Yeah, you guys all be kicked out of the Garden of Eden. I'm just going to continue basking. I'll sleep in. Yeah, I get it.
He's got the schedule now down within 15-minute links. and he has to calculate if somebody's going to go 2 hours or 1 hour so he can make his schedule, and he gets fretful if he's frantically moving somebody around. It's great fun.
It's fun.
It's the most work Bob's ever done, though, so
yeah,
it's all good.
Yeah. Okay, well, it was worth it.
It's fun. Thank you all so much. We really do appreciate it. It's great, great, great fun.
Okay,
thanks, Brian. We couldn't have got here without you.
That's right.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, just a minute before you go to BW. So I will deduct 50 from your card, Brian. Do I do 100 from your card, Greg?
Yes.
Okay, so it's clear. And if Ginny wants to supplement it, you'd send another thing, right, Ginny? If you wanted to...
All participants are now unmuted.
Pretty good memories of that one. Wow. Brian, you there?
Hello.
Did it bring back all those wet dreams we used to have? Alright, well, I had wet dreams over it.
Brian!
Are you asleep, buddy? Talk to me.
Brian? Somebody's computer's on, it's on delay. Hello?
Hello, Denny. This is Denny.
Hey, Denny, how are you? What'd you think?
That's pretty exciting, all right. You guys did a lot of work and had fun doing it.
Yeah, we did do a lot of work and had fun doing it. Those charts are pretty cool. Bob's got them. I'm so glad we got to hear it. It was the first session we did, and you heard Greg's shock in the middle of it when Bob said we weren't going to be able to hear the recording.
Yeah, I bet you that felt bad.
Yeah, this was the one I wanted to hear the most because it had the outlining of the chart on it, and I can see where there are a couple things that need to be flipped around based on the way I laid it out. I never did get to hear it again. So, pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. Very, very cool. Pretty amazing.
Well, this is just about the end of things, isn't it, for this particular event?
Well, this was the beginning of, gosh, I don't know, how many sessions did we do on Rev?
No, I mean
the Bob Fest?
The Bob Fest.
Yeah, I think this is Bob blowing his wad. I think this moves to the cum shot, you know, in the
cum shot. Oh my God!
I got a car starting up. I got to wait. I got to mute for a moment and go someplace cleaner.
Yeah, kids in the car.
Where's Brian? Brian, are you there?
Yeah, I can't hear him. Well, anyway, for all of those who are speechless. You know, Revelation, again, was the, from the Christian dogma side, the rantings of a madman in a cave. But John of Patmos was laying out to all the churches how the milk got into coconut and how the ascension was already here, already done. And he, of course, was an ascended being, and the angels were dictating part of this to him. And in the Bob talk, it was also the downfall because they tried to put it into writing.
Because they tried what?
Well, John of Patmos wanted to write it all down.
Okay.
Which was a screw-up, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, somebody wrote it down.
Bob, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Bob.
You got cut off. What are you thanking me for?
Thanking you for playing the rewrite so I could hear the part that we missed on that chart. That was very good.
On the chart?
Yeah, well, you know, we laid out the chart and did all the work on the chart, but I could see where there were one or two columns that I've got to put in a different order according to what Ion said. I never did get to rehear that.
Oh, I see.
So, the chart, Bob, was, you know, mentioning everywhere the lampstands were mentioned, everywhere the trumpets were mentioned, everywhere the candlesticks were mentioned, so that you see it in a different order.
Did you start listening to it with me? I don't think you were there when I started this, did I?
Not last night, no. Not with them, right?
Yeah, they missed the first 3 hours.
Right.
And then they came in and were all excited and giddy. So
that I had started playing it.
The second 3 hours they heard.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys listen to it during the, or did you take a nap?
I listened to some of it, and then I had my walk and saw my buddies on the golf course and picked some lilikoi. I was in and out. Bob was in and out.
How about Jenny? Did you listen to it?
Oh, yeah. Greg and I listened to the whole thing, yeah.
This morning.
Oh, yeah, because you wanted to hear it.
Yeah.
This was the exciting thing. You hadn't reheard it again. This was your first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went. So who's here listening?
I'm here, and I have questions.
Okay, what questions?
Jenny's a Levite, or is the representation of the Levites?
Aren't we all the ones who were doing this?
What about the Moabites? Is that not something different, or you're saying?
Yeah, they're different.
Okay.
I just remember I was in the garage, you know, many hours ago, and in the recording, I said, so we're Levites. I meant the rewrite group, well, the four of us. And Ion said, yeah, so isn't that true? We're the Levites? Ginny?
Oh, yes, that's right.
The rewrite group is the Levites.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you're listening today, I don't think you're a Levite, Sarah.
Okay.
Right? I don't know what you are. If you've been listening.
Okay.
Why would you think you were a Levite?
I didn't think I was. I said, Jenny's a Levite. What about the Moabites? And I wanted to ask about the Karaites.
Why did you think Jenny was a Levite?
Because I said that she represented the Levites. I don't remember what... Greg, I'm not sure, but I know that what is Brian's been?
Well, okay. Even before the rewrite, I would have been considered a Levite because the Levite is the priestly tribe that is part of the tribe of the Levitical order. I would have considered myself that before the rewrite. So, because of my leadership in the body of Christ. So I would have considered myself that before Ion said it.
Is it pastor or Levite?
Yes.
Right.
That's awesome. So you always knew that, and then it was reassurance to hear it, or?
Well, I would know that from my pastoral work, but the actual fact that it could be completed in the Ionic world was what was exciting to me, because remember, I cast a lot of that stuff aside as I, you know, found that it wasn't producing the power that I wanted to see in the body of Christ and what was supposed to be performed through the body of Christ. So I had, you know, cast that aside, and actually Ion was the one who redeemed it.
Jenny was in the dark side as a pastor, and she came to the light through Iondom. Jenny worked basically in the ghettos of an inner city, and married people as a way of, you know, paying the bills, and basically gave, you know, everything she owned, including inheritance and all that, to the church. So she was in it like Flynn. I mean, she was in up to her ears, more so than probably anybody I've ever met. And when I first had heard Jenny speaking on the Bob's show with James Martinez, I was amazed that she had recovered from fundamental Christendom. And after listening to her talking on the radio for the first time, I said, oh, my God, she gets it. And then I contacted her through dupes. And that's how we started our relationship. That's the Paul Harvey version.
But then Ion expanded it to include, you know, everybody who was on the rewrite, as Bob said, Brian and Greg and everybody else, that it wasn't, it was part of the Levitical Order. Carolyn, who were all the Levitical Order, were the ones who were in charge of, being, you know, doing everything. The rewrite, basically, handling the Word of God.
You don't have to be a Jew to be a Levite today.
No. Right. Well, I wasn't a Jew when I was a Levite in the ministry, because the book of Romans provides for those who are not circumcised by the flesh to be circumcised according to the heart through the blood of Christ. So,
not circumcised?
No. Sorry, babe.
Paul wrote that, right?
Yeah, Paul wrote that.
I love him. So, his conversion story is the best. It's the best. It's so good.
Yeah.
Hey, Jenny, do you have to be a Jew to be a Levite?
Well, in the Levitical order, well, the Jews would say yes, because they would say it was part of the bloodline, but fundamental Christians would say it was part of the bloodline, and you, through the blood of Christ, you get grafted in to the body of Christ, because Jesus didn't come from the tribe of Levi. He came from the tribe of Judah, which was one of the main objections to Jesus claiming to be the priest and the apostle anyway, was that he wasn't a Levite. He was a from the tribe of Judah. He was a lion of the tribe of Judah. Mm. So Ion cleans that all up.
So how many, when I started the last 3 hours, how many hours was that 3 hours ago? Been going. 133 hours.
Just a second, Bob. Just a second. Let me get my little thingy out. Okay, so 5.5 days times 24 would be 132 hours. I got that right.
So I remember it was 132. We were saying 132 hours. That was before I did this last 3 hours.
Yeah, at almost 4 hours now ago, you'd be at 132. Almost 1 o'clock here, so 132.
So do we count these 4 hours?
Well, yeah. So then that, you asked before you started the rewrite, it was 132, and now you're approaching 136 hours.
Right, as 3 hours.
Yes.
3 hours plus.
Yep.
137th hour. Of recorded time, you're going into the 137th hour of recorded time. Recorded
so
time.
When did I fall asleep, Carol?
At 5 o'clock.
How many hours ago was that? That's 2 hours ago?
5 o'clock. No,
3 hours ago.
3 hours ago. So Bob, what Bob is wondering is where do we stop the contest? Like, does he have to be awake for the 137 hours, or is it the show goes on for 137 hours? I mean, he's happy with the 132 hours, of course, but we don't want to misspeak.
Yeah, that's right. After I started the last 3 hours, I fell asleep sometime after that.
Okay. So, well, if you're wanting to say that you were, live on the microphone, you know, engaging, then it would be 132 hours.
133, actually, if you slept for 3 hours. 133 in a few minutes.
Right. Well, I like that, 133.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
It's official.
Yeah, we're making 133 hours.
But then Bob wouldn't give up. He had to get the last bit of information out there, so he kept it going.
just to hear that first revelation session, well, of course, listen to the first 3 hours, just brought back awesome memories of confusion.
Yeah, yeah. I found it irritating listening to it.